Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to 12th and 13th verses of Surah An-Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَأَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ فِي تِسْعِ آيَاتٍ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ
And put your hand into the opening of your garment at the breast. It will come out white without disease. These are among the nine signs you will take to Pharaoh and his people. Indeed, they have been a people defiantly disobedient.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبَصِرَةً قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ
But when there came to them our visible signs, they said, "This is obvious magic."
So, as you listened, in the 12th verse, the Almighty Allah says that we are granting Moses with another kind of miracle. أَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَى Put your hand down in your bosom and it will come forth white and shining. We said that this kind of white and shining could probably be misinterpreted by some people intentionally to mean that it was out of sickness of leprosy. But Prophet Moses was not having this kind of problem and sickness, as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentioned in his tradition, that this min ghayri su shows and proves that this was nothing. There was nothing wrong with his hand, and it was just a miracle, and it was shining bright and light. Now, in the 13th verse, it is said, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبْصِرَةً قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ When our clear signs came onto them, they said, this is a manifest sorcery. Now, as we said, Prophet Moses is granted with very different and vast kinds of potentialities and actually miracles, and he is sent to very transgressing people. That they need guidance. So he is to use all his powers, all his authority. So Moses is equipped with the strongest weapon of miracle. He goes toward Pharaoh and his people. He invites them to the religion of truth. He invites them to the Almighty Allah and the absolute cause. He introduces himself. He introduces the Almighty Allah from the side of whom he is been sent down as the prophet, and what is the answer of the people? The Quran says, So when our clear signs came unto them, they said, This is a manifest sorcery.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 12th and 13th verses of chapter Naml. We said that in order to guide these transgressing people, the Almighty Allah says that we are giving you yet another kind of miracle, Moses. And this is the fact that you can shine your hand when you put it in your bosom and stretch your hand out. It will shine. It will come forth shining without harm. And this is among other kinds of miracles you are equipped with. And you are to use them all against these transgressing people. It introduces them. إِنَّهُ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ They are pretty much transgressing. And that is why we are giving you all these kinds of powers and miracles. But what is their answer? The Quran says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبْصِرَةً قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ When our clear signs came into them, this is pretty much important, clear signs, مُبْصِرَةً قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ They said, This is certainly a clear sorcery. So we know that this kind of accusation was not charged only on Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. But actually, in order to adjust their oppositions against prophets, and in order that they could produce a kind of barrier in the way of others, they resorted to these kinds of false accusations. These arrogant fanatic people brought forth the accusation of sorcery for the prophets, which itself is a clear sign for the greatness of their actually extraordinary work. We said that this shining was not any kind of shining, any kind of thing that Prophet Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, did. They were not ordinary. They were extraordinary. That is why they were called miracle. That is why the Almighty Allah granted Moses all these powers and miracles in the first place. Why? Because when you are up against some transgressing people who are at the highest level of transgression and being misled, you do not go along with pretty normal weapons. You need to be at your full power when you want to face them. It is in the case that we know that prophets are some pure, pious, and truth-seeking men, while sorcerers are some actually corrupted, deviated people. They are equipped with and they are actually qualified with all qualities that a deceitful one may have. So these two are absolutely different. Moreover, sorcerers had always been able to do some limited affairs, actually. But prophets, whose customs and the content of their godly invitations made their authority, made their infallibility and legitimacy manifest, they had no similarity to sorcerers. So what these people did was just accusations. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.